A person who is surrounding his chaver in the situation of their fields, and he builds a wall on the first and the second and the third, ain mechay v'noisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im amad v'gadr saravius megalgalon avasakol. Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi about something. The Gemara is going to clarify what they're arguing about. But Rabbi Yossi says, once you build that fourth wall, you're going to be mechayev him on all the other preceding walls. Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. The Amar, Im Amid, V'gadr, Tzaraviz, Megal, Golanav, Sakol. Loshna Amid Nikov, Loshna Amid Makif. And it doesn't really matter who did it. That is chayiv once he's fully, totally walled on all sides. So yesterday we opened up with the Gemara of a Kama that clarifies what the story is over here. From Rashi over here, it's not exactly entirely clear what the story is. Rashi says, "Hamakiv is chaver mishol shulchos shukana gimel sada sada vav sada chaver l'shloshes meitzareh v'gader shloshtan v'nimtza sadeu shalem tzoi zeh mukov mishol shulchos." I don't think you know from that Rashi where the mechitzas are. So Rashi ein mechayv and also Allah says klum kedamrin in the stam vikam makom shenag v'shuloi ligdorhu. So Rabbi Isai, Pashup shot from that line in Rashi, I understand what type of wall I'm dealing with, not what type of wall where I'm going to get to in a second about where it is. What sugya am I learning right now? Zot Rashi, we're talking about a bika, where the stomach is, there is no hezekriya. Like the Gemara says, on Dalin Amid Aleph. Zokta Nachlas David, if you're in the Parsha of Hezek Ria, that's going to have implications on how high your wall is going to be. Namely, the Gemara said earlier that a Hezek Ria Dika wall has to be Dalet Amis. Rashi, more clearly in the Gemara Baba Kama, designs and sets up what the Metzius is. And he tells us that we're talking about a person whose fields are surrounding another individual. And because he's learning it's Altezek Riyya, therefore, it makes sense, Zot Rashi, that the wall should be between the outer fields and the inner fields. You have a ches in the middle. You're bothering me, I'm bothering you. I want my privacy, you want your privacy. So, Memele, that's the setup of the sugya. Rabbi Isai, who can tell me something compelling? Before you look at any other Rishayim, what L'chayra drove Rashi to interpret the sugya like this? Without any svaras, without any goinis, what's the svara? Yeah,
Judah.
No? That's goinis, all right. Pashut, I want balabatish. Yeah.
Same for the first Mishnah.
Yeah. Beautiful. What sugya are we learning? We're learning Baba Basra. So Rashi's learning, and now Makiv and Nikav is also a hemshech. What's the din in such a situation? Ligabi what? Ligabi Hezekriya. That's the Pashup Shat, Rabbi Isai. That's the chayr what compelled Rashi to set this whole situation up in the following manner, and therefore it's Sadas in between each other, Mechitzas in between each other, and now we have a Shaila. Is there Hezekriya? Is there not Hezekriya? And are you actually benefiting me? Yeah, Judah.
Is there any implication? Like, the Mishnah uses the word rufos as opposed to, like, kotel or...
No. So, Zokta Gemara in Bava Kama, so we said yesterday, the Gemara in Bava Kama is a fascinating sugya. Kedai to be ma'ayin into, chevra, on any time that you'll have. Geshmak is sugya. Mamish, there's so much fun on this sugya. And I'm actually like, I'm being trying to be meisiv to the Makaris, just from things that I remember from this sugya that I think might tie in. We'll talk about it maybe today. The Olam should realize that there's, I put stuff on the Makaris, but then I also add other stuff. And that's also Kedai. It's also Kedai. If you don't have enough time, so Avada, it's not Ma'akiv. Nothing is Ma'akiv. I try to explain things, everything, for those of you that are new. But if you can, if you have extra time, if you could be able to be Ma'ayin, and it will only, Kol HaMoisif Einu Gereya. Avada, it's, you know, the Tosefes is help. It's a Chanukah Inyan. It should be Moisif Yoim, Moisif Ner, Kol Echad Be'echad. Okay, good. Prektasis Akash in Bava Kamma. Your purpose of this field, of this wall, is what? Is to give us privacy? Is to separate us from each other because we're learning Hezekiah, it's Baba Basra, like Rashi, what compelled Rashi, that's why he's setting up the walls like that, then I don't understand the Sugyam Baba Kama. The Sugyam Baba Kama starts off and says, Zenenev Zeh Chaser, I know what the din is. Zeloy Nenev Zeloy Chaser, I know what the din is. Zenenev Zeloy Chaser, I don't know what the din is. What did the Gemara not discuss, everybody say, remember? What was the wild card? Zeloy Nenev Zeh Chaser. Zeloy Nenev Zeh Chaser. Good. We're not going to talk about it now. Zed nenev zelo chaser is chayv apater. On the one hand, you're nene. On the other hand, you're not chaser. Interesting shot. What's it talking about? It's talking about a classic case. You're staying in a place. You were a gavra d'avida lemegar. You were ready to pay for an Airbnb. But it's a chaser d'leikayim lagra. It's COVID. So b'meila, you're not going to charge anyone else anyways. You're not going to rent this out anyways. There's no rental market. So what's the din? The Gemara doesn't know. So Gemara goes back and forth. Gemara wants to bring a raya from our sugya. Hamakif is a chaveru mishalosh ruchosav. Yigodar is rishonav is hashniv is shizna im mechayven oso harivius mechayven oso. But once he puts a fourth wall, bein tanakama bein Rabbi Yosi hold that he's chayv. Now this is going to be a machlekes in details that the Gemara is going to farenfer to know what was the nekuda that tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Yosi. But everyone agrees, once that fourth wall is up, you have to pay at least something, right? Shmami knows then and if it's a little chaser, it's chayef, the Gemara says. Ask Tosis Akasha, what did that mean? In the Gemara's fleeting Havamina, that I said to you guys, everybody, so we have to cheshben Havaminas. Some of you came up to me and said, I don't understand, why is that Zenon Zelo Chaser? He's adding more wall. That's the maskon of the Gemara. The Havamina has to also make sense. Zenon if it's a little chaser. Ask Tosis, what was Pshat according to Rashi? I'm putting up a wall because of Hezekiah? Because it's a sudden, it's a chamechitza beiniu beinecha on the inner thing, because you're encroaching on my property, because I can't act private, like we learned in the first sugis, Hezek Riyashmeh Hezek. How do you call that leichatzer? This is utterly ridiculous. That can't be pshat in our sugya. In Svara, it's not leichatzer. You're mazik me. That's why I'm putting you up. If you weren't here, I wouldn't need this wall. Your existence is a hezek to me. And noisaf lekach, in addition, so toisvis, I don't understand grammatically. At garmti li hakefa yisera, you caused, you're the trigger, you're the catalyst for hakefa yisera? No. According to Rashi, is that accurate? Ad garmtli hekef yisera, ad garmtli hekef. We're separating between our walls, between our chatzeris, rather bikkus. We're separating between our properties. You're the reason and what's the trigger for me to need a mechitz in the first place. It's not hekef yisera. So therefore, Tosis says the entire pshat of Rashi is absolutely wrong. We're learning the wrong metzias. We're talking about external walls. I, Sam Kane, what? I am not doing this because of Hezekiah. You're learning the wrong sugya. I, Ethan says, what do you mean? Aren't we learning Baba Vaso? He's not bothered by that. It's a nice pshat. It's compelling. But like, I'd rather have a working pshat than a harmonious pshat with the rest of the Masechta. Now you want to ask me what's Garm Tekef Yisiris as Taisis? Push it. If it wasn't for you being there, then I wouldn't need such a wide... I don't have so much field. I have some fields on the external perimeter, right? My field area doesn't require so much distance of lumber, of mechitzas, of... And the reason why I have to add more to my balance statement and to my debits is because what? Is because what? You like that, Rabbi say? Yeah, the accounting majors, debits, holding. Chevra, you wise that, right? Is because what? I went to a till accountant too. Then I said I can't do this anymore. Yeah, till what? Is because you're causing more length on the material. Ad garment liya kefias here. What a working pshat. What a beautiful pshat. What a beautiful pshat. So how do you defend Rashi? How do you start working? Taisus asked some murderous kashas and Shitas Rashi. What's going on with Shitas Rashi? Yeah, Sam.
When did Rashi say that it was because of Hezekiah?
He didn't. He didn't say it's because of Hezekiah. Again, the mechitza was a Hezekiah type machlik. The purpose was that whether you're chayiv from Hezekiah, I didn't say. But if anything, he was saying that it's a makom shalay nagu, but there is still a mechitza. You're right. You want to say...
It's not because of that.
Like, what's it because of?
I don't know.
Okay. But maybe it is because of. I don't know. I'm leaving it out. I think that Rashi was continuously still talking. He was discussing whether or not I would have been mechuyev without it. Rashi says, no, you wouldn't have been mechuyev. But the type of mechitza that we're talking about is the Hezekiah type mechitza, which makes sense in the world of mechitzas between two chateres.
But if that's the case, then even if there's a fourth wall, why would he have to pay for the...
Oh, now you're asking good kashas. I don't have any yeshuvim, Rashi. Now you're asking murderous kashas. Great, excellent.
So you chose to... We're in a makom shein nagu, and then you chose to build it yourself.
He didn't necessarily. Maybe the makif did. That's part of the Shakwatari and the Gemara. Who built the wall?
Right, I'm saying the makif. You decided to be like the Hezekiah that didn't exist.
So what's the problem with that? So that's that and that works from the Gemara of Akama, yeah? So Sam is going to ask you why you nene.
Because I also get...
What are you getting?
Shane Varego.
What are you getting?
Shane Varego.
No, that's not... We're not working
Rashi
with
didn't
that.
Say anything. Why not?
Okay, fine. So that's what the Ramban's going to say. Good. Hold on. We didn't work up Shad and Rashi. I just suggested that Rashi said we're talking about Ezekiah, but there are going to be problems with that. Yeah, good.
So then, with the Mishnah, would be proud of the Mishnah to say how tall the wall should be?
No one discussed how tall the wall should be. The Nachlas David suggested that according, if you're going to learn the wall, is if we're learning the Sugya of Hezekiah, which we don't know, I don't have a pshat. I'm not saying Sammy's wrong. I don't have an iron pshat in Rashi. I have a hunch from both Rashi in Bava Kama and Rashi in Bava Basra. And then Memela says in Nachlas David, it's going to be a major implication that your wall is going to have to be much higher. Because you have to block Hezekiah.
If the Mishnah is talking about walls, shouldn't we talk about the measurements of the
wall? What?
Like, if the Mishnah is talking about walls, shouldn't we talk about what kind of wall it is, the measurements of the wall?
Okay.
Why can't it be like the Rambam?
So I'm saying, yeah, maybe.
How come the wall can't be like the
Rambam? Let's not complicate it. The kasha on a Rambam from a Rashi. Thank you. Gina, it's like Zahatol. Fine. So everybody say, the Ramban quotes Rashi. The Rashba quotes Rashi. Perish Rashi is al shagadr bein ola ven chaver b'makom shenoga shalola yigdor b'bika. Ve'ein zen en perish nachan. He thinks it's a problem. What's the problem? There are going to be many problems the Ramban's going to have. But first starts the Ramban. Shimkein, heicha amrim v'vakamash ma'aminot zenen v'zenen chaser, v'ari lo gadra ela b'shvilo. Whose kasha is that, everybody said that we saw? Tosis kasha. Yishloimer, mishm shekeven shehaya makiv nizak v'kidim v'silik nizko, pater hala. I want to focus, everybody say, on that line, one line of the Ramban. I think that one line in the Ramban Rabbi Yisai deserves a shir on its own. What in the world did he just say?
Should I repeat the line, please?
Kevan shayamakiv nizak v'kidim v'silik nizko pater hala. What's he doing in that line? He's giving a suggestion within Rashi that he just attacked. Again, there's a lot of stages in this Ramban. What the Ramban's doing right now is not necessarily going to be the Ramban's shita in the sugya. But I don't really care about that right now. I'm working on Rashi. I'm trying to get a working shot within Rashi. So what is the Ramban saying? What is that? What do those words mean? Since what? Right? So Sammy, if I would have to ask just from that line, how does the Ramban understand the nature of the wall within Rashi? Hezekriah. Clearly he's working with an Hezekriah. It's a middle wall. It's to separate both of our properties, and it's a Hezekriah type wall. Ay, frek the Ramban. This is Zen Enef Zeh Chosser. This makes no sense with the Havamina of the Gemara in Baba Kama. Why would the Gemara even say Toshma Makivinikov? Baba Vasud Abdallah and Abbas. No Sheikhus. Awkward placement of such a statement. It's like the Ramban, no, it does make sense. Why? Because what are you doing over here, Mr. Makiv? What's your purposes over here? Do you really just have a guy who's mamish? You just are suffering costs from, and you're now putting all the expenses really just because of some other guy that's now incurring and causing you to lose money, and there's no benefit at all personally that you're doing, and my whole purpose. Is totally solely because of what he's doing. Is this a classic example of Zen and of Zeh Chaser, where he's what? He's causing me a loss, and now I have to suffer, and he's benefiting from this loss. Says the Ramban, no, that's not entirely my impetus. That's not entirely the reason why I'm spending money right now. I'm also spending money what for what? For selfish reasons. What are my selfish reasons? I personally am getting damaged. I personally want privacy. I personally want to have a wall over here so that I can function. Not just to suffer what he's doing and protect him. I just want to protect myself. So Imkain, Zok the Ramban, perhaps that's not considered what? Zenen ev zeh chaser. Imkain, what? Zok the Ramban. Perhaps I can now explain, even according to Rashi, the Hava Amina of what? Maybe this is a Raya of Zenen Zeh Chaser. As long as it's not Zenen Zeh Chaser, Zok the Ramban, it's a good Raya to the Suffolk Gemara. Yeah, Asher.
So, like, the reason why...
Before Asher asks this question, did everyone learn the Ramban like that, Rabbi Say? Is that... No?
I know, I'm saying I'm not understanding that.
What?
Could I be explained one more time?
Okay, 1 second. Yeah.
No, I would rather hear you explain it.
Okay. The Ramban says that the reason why this is Zen and Evzet Lo Chaser and it's a good shot in the Havam, you know, is because what? My impetus is what? Shahaya Makif Nizak. V'kidim V'silik Nezko Pater Hala. If I have my own motives also, if I'm trying to do it also for myself, so then that's not what? That's not what? That's not chaser.
Right, it's not damage. He's like an istinist, and he wants to put up a wall for personal reasons.
I don't want to get into these qualifications of istinist, because then like it has to be like, is he weird? Then you would say, but l'daito it's a kol adam. I think it's normal. But the point is that the reason why you're doing it is not just because you have your own motives over here. So this is Zen, and he's not being mechaser you. It's not only because he's being mechaser you.
That motive is only because the other guy is there.
Yeah, it's
what?
You only have that. The reason why the makif is no longer chaser is because he's nana also, essentially, right? But the only thing that creates that even possibility of being nana is the possibility of him being chaser.
Excellent. Rabbi Yisai, Asher is asking a bam kasha. Why isn't that considered a chaser? Why in the world is that not considered a chaser? What is the Ramban saying?
Chaser means you can't get any benefit.
He's not chayiv.
Chaser means you can't get benefit?
Then it's not
slow. Rabbi Yisai, what did the Ramban say? The Ramban said, I'm doing this for myself. As long as there's an aspect that I'm doing this for myself, so then what? You can't be mechayev him, and this is a case of zenen of zelochaser that the Gemara says potter, or that the Gemara wants to prove potter, right? Because it's not only because of his damaging, right? Frekt asher, but it is. But it is.
Positives outweigh
the because negative. That impetus, that metzias, is only because of his existence.
Doesn't matter. But that's
right.
That's not a problem that they care about because it's makom shnagu shel aligdor. If they cared about that, then that would have been an issue that he has to deal with, that the nikaf has to deal with.
That's not the svar of the Ramban saying. The Ramban saying it's because of myself.
Correct.
He's a weird guy.
And why is it?
Because how do you want to do build it? a 50 foot wall.
Oh, so what's Jeremy saying? Lamaisa, are you a machaser? You're allowed to live where you are. It's makom shaloi nugo, like Sammy's saying. So what am I doing? How can you say I'm being machaser? How can you say that this is considered being machaser? I need a maisa chisaron that is considered like damaging you to now be considered that this is the sole reason why I have to do this. It's because of you and solely you. If we could have lived like this, if we could have been okay halachically in this stance, so how are you going to now slap on a chiyuv because of me? Yeah, it's true. I want a wall because of it, Lamaisa, because you exist over there. But that's not a mechayiv in Dine Mominus. So Mamela, that blibes Dr. Ramban as a zenen of Zelochaser. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, are you mechaser me? No. Alpidin, is there any chiyuvim that exists? No. So Mamela, I can't be mechayiv. You hear, Asher?
Yeah, I just don't get...
So what? My question is, what I don't get, if I could ask a question.
Thanks, brother.
So now what's the Tosfos? Rabbi Yisai, I love... We ran... Everyone, we finished Maamar Mekoyim, Rabbi Yisai. I don't understand what a Nekudas HaMachloik is here. Stop for a second. Stop going out in the Mekoyim. You hear what I'm doing over here, Rabbi Yisai? I'm telling you to be Mevatel Zman. No, you mishug it up. Think about... There's a Nekudas HaMachloik is over here. There's a Tosfos in Baba Kama. Taisus the Baba Kama shot up a Rashi. He went in with a machine gun and he said, that's ridiculous. Makes no sense. That's classic Zenen of Zechoser. So what did the Taisus not agree with the Ramban and what he's saying right now? Her Jeremy's svar makes sense. Asher asked the good Kasha. Jeremy had a good Teretz. Good. So what does Taisus hold?
That there is as a Greya? Did you say that?
No. I don't think so. Sammy's right. L'chayra, it's big. Is that the machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban? Whether or not they had the girsa in Rashi of whether or not it's nagu, that's a little tough. It's a little tough over here. Everyone hear what I'm asking? Everybody say I'm asking a lumda shashayla. I'm putting the whole sugya on pause. I want to just stop within Rashi. I want to know. What the Nekunas Machloikis, why does the Ramban have a defense? And Tosfos doesn't have a defense. Now, the Ramban continues and he has another pshat. But I don't want to focus on that. That other pshat is simple to me. Then the Ramban says, what? Yishleimar, mekev, shekevin, shayamakat, nizik, vikit, I'm sorry. Va'oid, shemakum, shalai, nog, nudigdor, hu, v'loi, mekri, choser. So by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, here, I don't even know. And this is what Admon asked me, and I'm a little bit misupik about this. I'm not sure even how to read the Ramban. What existed before that Ba'od? Was the Ramban assuming that Rashi exists with Makom Shenagu Ligdor Babiko? What does he mean, Va'od? It's Makom Shaloi Nagu. Your last shot and your last defense that you just said, that wasn't assuming like that? Rashi said it Beferish. It's Makom Shaloi Nagu Ligdor Babiko. Does everyone hear what I'm asking? I'm having a lot of difficulties. Tzarech in this Ramban. Anyone going to Eretz Yisrael, going to visit Reb Chaim? Maybe you could show some this Ramban. Well, how do you read that first line? Rashi says, "Betheiris is makom shloim negeligdor." What are you adding and presenting in your additional response? Like as if you just discovered America, or he's just highlighting that point, and now it's more relevant. So the pshat before existed, even. With knowing that it's makom shlo nagu ligdor, yet what? It's still considered what? Zenen ev zelo chaser. Where's the hana? Space out for a second in the sugi, Rabbi, so you're done. Where's the hana?
You said hezekiah exists, it's just going to consider it, and he's taking it?
Oh, so I think what you're saying, David, is that perhaps Lamaisa, there is privacy. There's a concept called privacy. Okay? Chazal, in the Gemara, in Bava Basra, Daf Dalet, decided that in a bika, it's not something that we could force. Chotzer is something we could force. People need to be private. Bika is not something you could force. Are you considered a meshugana? Is it not considered value to have an enclosure in a bika also? No, I can understand people that want that. So perhaps, everybody says, something very big that's going on here. Perhaps the first Pshat in the Ramban, and Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to suggest, and the Nachlas David suggests this, Lahalocha, in Das Rashi, perhaps the Pshat in the Gemara is, even though it's Makom Shaloi Nagu Ligdor, perhaps there's still Nene. It's just not what? It's not Chosner. You can't come in and say to me, hey, Hezekiah, pay up! I built a wall. We have to solve some issues in our properties. What's going on? Pay me. I'll money you. I'll take you to Bezdin. What do I could say? Lo chaser. Makom shalei nagu. You can't take me to Din Torah. Can I now walk around and say I don't get any ana out of that? No. Ah, that's not so posh. Maybe that's what David's saying. Maybe that's what David's saying in the first pshat. Maybe that's a working pshat in Rashi. And maybe that's what the Gemara thought, what, in the Havamina, that it's Zenene Vizeloi Choser, like the Ramban say. And then the Ramban in the additional Pshat says what? That what? Va'oid, it's what? Shemakum Shalai Nagdim Digdu Hu Velo Mikra Choser. Kim Deloi Choser. Even in the second Pshat, really. Even in the second Pshat, when he says, oh, by the way, remember, this is a Makum Shalai Nagdu Ligdu, right? So therefore what? So therefore, it works with the pshat with the havamin and the gemara baba kama. Loishen ha'ev mishum ach mishum Hashem azev vadi poter anika ve'en chiyuba el mishum shenena together. Oh, so then he says, so you have to say according to Rashi what? It's a pechlal, a different purpose. In the va'oid, that's stressing what? That there is no hezekriya because it's a mokum shenagu shaloi ligdor. So then what? So then now the Ramban says, so where's the Hana? So says the Ramban, it has to be for an entirely purpose. You're learning the wrong pshat. The wool is not there for Hezekiah. The wool is for what? Protection of animals coming in, Ganovim coming in, and getting into your property. So therefore you're obviously Hanene. Thank you very much. I really do enjoy and benefit from the fact that I have a wall in my field. My field now has ADT and is protected. So, but what? But you didn't have to do that. And I didn't cause you to do that. So don't slap on me that I was mechaser you. And that's what the Gemara says. Ah, I have a raya from here. Zenan evzel lechaser. So that's a working pshat, Rabbi Yisai. And that's what Sammy assumed at the beginning of the shir. That must be what Rashi's assuming. That the wall was always there for protection purposes. Not for Hezekiah purposes. Because what? Because we're in a Makom Shaloi Nagu Ligdor. But I'm not sure that that's what the Ramban held in the first pshat. Yeah. Got a lot of questions. Yeah. Judah.
How does the Maskana answer that question?
It doesn't. My Maskana in the Marva Bakama answers Zenene Vizolo
Chasim. No, I'm saying in that working shot of Rashi.
Yeah.
Where you're for Shem Rega.
Yeah.
Why is it okay for Yisera there? If it's not forced, there's no plus.
In order to protect you, I had it. In order.
You just created a shot where that's a perfect example of Zenene Vizolo Chasim. Right? It's a perfect example. So why is there okay for Yisera there?
You don't need the inside walls either.
Why is there a Kefa Yisera? We just created a perfect shot.
You're saying if it's an internal wall. If it's an internal wall.
Yeah. We just created a perfect shot of Zenene Bezel Chaser. It works well with Zenene Bezel.
That's a good
question. But the Gemara says that this is not a good example of Zenene Bezel Chaser.
Right. The Gemara says there's hekef yisir. So how could you say it's a protection? Slow down. That's Tosis kasha. That's Tosis asks. How do you explain hekef yisir? It's not hekef yisir. It's cool hekef.
No, I'm saying even in Rashi,
Tosis is asking that on Rashi. That's why he drops Rashi. That's exactly his kasha.
We're trying to defend Rashi now.
Right, so you're saying that...
in defense of
right, Rashi. I didn't defend that kasha. We have to get another answer to that kasha. Good, you're right. We're going to have to look at the Ravina and the Rajba. How do they explain that? How does Rashi deal with the Lashon of Ekev Yisir? Good. Excellent. I don't have a pshat yet in that. I'm going to give you a pshat. But if the Rajba had a pshat, yeah.
I don't see the difference between the two pshatim in the Ramban. Can you just say that the Oideh Shlomo is just a support? It's saying the same thing first.
So the Ramban starts off and saying what?
Saying that it's not really...
He's not focusing on the fact that it's a bikka at all, that's the reason why it's Zenin of Zil Chaser. He's giving a totally different svar.
He's saying it's not really a chaser because...
Exactly.
And that's the second shot also.
That's a different shot, no?
Why is it different?
It's not a chaser because it's a bikka.
Yeah. The second pshat of why it's not chaser is because it's a bikka. That's the way I thought. I mean, he doesn't come on to focus on the fact that it's a bikka. So he sounds like he's saying an independent svara, no?
How
do you read the Ramban?
Rashi hold hezegria.
What?
How about Rashi hold hezegria? It doesn't make any sense. Between the two. There for sure would have to be walls.
I don't understand the question.
Rashi can't hold hezegria. That's the Ramban starts with that.
Right, that's the problem.
So how could the first pshat be talking hezegria?
That's the problem. The first lashon is he says it's a bikka, and then he says So why is it according to Rashi? Why is it lo chaser? It is chaser. What was that kasha?
Yeah.
Why is it chaser? What was the Ramban's kasha? What are you saying?
How could Rashi?
What's the kasha?
How could Rashi say it's lo chaser if he's building it because the person is
right?
Right.
So you have a simple answer, Isaac. You just said it's a bikka. Why do you have a kasha?
Because he says there's hezek.
It's not a chaser because they,
what does that mean? There's hezek.
In the first part of the Ramban, he says there's a hezek presence.
Oh, even though we're in a bikka and it's a makom shaloi nagu. How does that work?
It's a personal hezek.
What?
Like David said.
Metzius.
That there is, even if you're not chayev mitam chazal, there's still an inyan of hezek that he wanted to be masalik.
Right.
He wants to do that.
So, but that's going to be just what? That's going to be just what?
It's a selfish hezek.
So mimela, I can ignore that hezek.
Yeah, and then,
that's not considered mechaser.
But that needs the pshat that it's in a bikka. Because if it was chaser,
yeah, then it would be pasher, for sure. Right.
So how can you split up the pshat? Yeah.
No, so the second pshat now is saying that no, dal mehacha. Even with that, even if I don't accept what I just said, I could just say the only type of hezek is something that Bezdin could be mechayev me.
So we're in Makom Shein.
I mean, ignore David's far. David's wrong. Zenen of Zil Chaser, the definition of Nene and Chaser, the definition of whether or not a person's Chayiv is what? Is dependent on what? Is dependent on what the Chayuvim are.
That's
so Memela, there's Lo Chaser just for the fact that it's a Bikka. What did you think? What did you say? You said, no, there is Chasar in here. There is chisaron here. Why? Because in the metzias over here, there's a metzias of hezekria. Second day is saying, nah, come on. It's all totally on what your chiyuv up you did. That's chaser. That's loy chaser.
So since I didn't have a chiyuv,
yeah,
built it.
Yeah, very simple svar. Very simple svar. Would Bezdin be mechayiv him? No. If Bezdin wouldn't be mechayiv him, so then mail. That's a working pshat. Is that loy chaser?
What's the difference between that and
such? What?
Why is it different from the first shot?
Because the Ramban, the first shot needs still another svara. Why does he not need another svara?
I don't get how it's a different svara. It's saying the same thing. You built a wall that you didn't need to build to be Masalik Hezekiah.
So why do you need to explain it to me that it was in order because it was my selfish interests? Why is that svara relevant? The reason why you're not chayat, the reason why it's lo chaser, again, the Ramban starts off and he says, how is this lo chaser? The Ramban knows that it's a bikka, right? So he says, it's a bikka, yet this is chaser. It's because of him. Like Asher asked. The Asher basically asked the Ramban's in the original kasha, if it wasn't for that guy, I would never build a wall. So, I have two options. I could deal with Asher Svara. I could deal with other Asher's Kasha in Svara. Yeah, but come on. It's also, it's not really just being Mamal al Chisaron. It's also, I have self-interest over here. I also, is this a classic case of Chaser? Is that the whole reason why I'm spending my money, is to respond to that Chaser? Is that the reason why? Or I could just say to Asher, like, that's a bad Kasha. This is a Bika. If I al pidin can't be mechayiv, you have nothing to talk to me about.
I would say that's support for the first pshat.
What?
I would just say that's support for the first pshat. It just makes it better.
Yeah.
So there's no. So you don't need that. So that svar doesn't exist.
No, like you could say that svar, but then you could back it up by saying that.
I'm asking. If I stopped reading the Ramban after V'yesh Leimer, stop. If I stopped reading the Ramban after V'yesh Leimer, do I have a working pshat?
So that would be to say that even if it was kemakom shenagu, since I'm getting a geshmak also, it's not called a chesaron.
That's what he's saying? Even if it was kemakom shenagu?
I'm saying it's not misaber to say like that.
No, I don't think so, right?
That's what Rebbe's saying, the first shot.
So what is the svar that he's saying in the first shot? I think so.
I think it's hanuach. But Rebbe's masking that the first shot is not going to work in a makom shenagu.
Right, correct. Vada.
It's not really an independent svar then.
It's not an independent svara. He's not focusing on another reason why it's not chaser.
So, Rabbi is really saying it could be two svaras, but
meaning the second svara. What I thought doesn't need the first svara. Second svara just says like Asher, you're just that's ridiculous. This is a bika. Why in the world would you ever consider this chaser? I'm not even gurus your kasha. The Ramban starts with a kasha. What? Taisis kasha. The Ramban starts, you're being mechai, you're the reason why I'm spending money. You're being mechaser me. You exist right there. It's inner walls. I need protection. I need to stop. You're the reason why I'm spending all this money. So we could deal with that kasha in one of two ways. The second shot says, no, I'm not. If al pi din in bezdin, I'm not. So like, don't talk to me about metziasis. Don't talk to me about the fact that lemaisa, my wall is coming to separate from your field and my field. Because al pi din, there's no chiyah for a wall. And if that's the case, so then you can never talk about chaser. So the Ramban would never have a kasha.
So it's not chaser.
But the Ramban in the first pshat is saying, no, I don't even have to go there. Even if it's makom shaloi nagu. Even if al pi din bezdin with the black coats would never say, pay up! I got it, mask him. Rashi said it, beferish. It what? There's a reason over here that I still would have a kasha. That lemaisa, but my wall is because of you. My wall is only to respond to you, and therefore I need to do it. So the Ramban, not entirely. You have some selfish interests over here. That can't be considered chisara. Even if you would call a bika what? Even if you would call a bika makom shaloi nagu, but lemaisa, I'm still responding to you. Still, there's a reason why it's considered loy chaser, like the Havamin and the Gemara Babakam. Because I'm dealing with my own selfish interest. And that can't be considered what? Zenen ev zeh chaser.
Basically, if it's not 100% chaser, it's low chaser.
Exactly.
Well, because Rabbi said, what if it was kimokam shenog?
No. Meaning, he's saying, if it's not an absolute response to his chisar, but I'm also responding to myself, that's what he means.
But he alludes to that in the second shot also.
The chisaron is not fully to respond just to him. It's also my own selfish interests. So that's not a full, that's mechusar in the chisaron.
Isn't that
no pun intended.
Isn't that the second shot? Meaning why happens by putting up this wall? Because I want to.
What?
Meaning Chazal is not being mechayev me to put
Rabbi
up this wall.
Rabbi, say, it's very difficult to say that this Ramban is the same thing. The Ramban is giving you a svar. If the Ramban is giving you a svara, that means that holds water to deal with his kasha. You can't just read things as a flow. He's saying va'oit. That means there's a workable pshat in that line. Just like Tosis has a kasha from a havamin in the Gemara that has to work with Rashi, so too the Ramban says, wait a second, I'm attacking Rashi, but maybe that's not such a great attack. Why? Because maybe it's not fully mechusar over here. Maybe it's not a classic zechusar over here. Maybe it's not an automatic example where the guy is just causing me a loss and he's damaging me. Is this really a monetary investment because a guy's damaging me? Or no? I'm doing it for myself also. And Mamela, that would now explain Zen and Evzel Lachasa. The reason why, Rabbi Yisai, we have to spend time in this Ramban, and I'm not just moving weiter, which is because when you read this Ramban, it now is going to shed light on the entire setup of the Sugya and Baba Kama, of what's the Machayev in these situations, Rabbi Yisai. Let me just throw out a kasha. Let me just throw out a following kasha. When you have Zen Nenev Zechoser, what's the reason you're Chayev? Yesh Lachkor. Is it because of the Chisara? Or is it because of the
Hana?
Is it that you're a Mazik? You're a Machaser? I have to respond to your Chisara? Or is it that no? Azahano that exists in a matzav of chisarin, now you're chayav to pay the demei nene. What's a nafkamina? I'll tell you a nafkamina. I think I have a shtickle Torah in the Beis Yitzchak on this. Years ago, when we learned Baba Kama, I was in the kol. What would you hold in the following situation? Ze loy nene v'ze choser. Chayav or potter?
Isn't that just a
Zeke? Oh.
What about our case?
It's not classic Zeke. You're not an Adam Amazik over here.
Can't that be why the Torah...
You're causing a loss. You're causing a loss. But I'm living in a thing, and the item is totally fine.
What's the maskon in our case? Zen Nenev Zelo Chasser.
It's Potter.
So isn't
that right? Zen Nenev Zelo Chasser is Potter? How do you know from now what's... The Gemara says Zen Nenev Zelo Chasser is Chayev. So now I want to know. Zeloi Nenev Zelo Chasser. What do you see from that?
But from the fact that I say Zen Nenev Zelo Chasser is Potter...
Right.
That means that the Hanoah itself is not
Machayev. The Hanoah in itself is right. So now I'm asking you. But the Hanoah, so now I'm asking you, when you say Zen and Evzeh Chaser, is that Chayev? Is that because of the Hanoah? Meaning maybe the Hanoah is not a Machayev when there's no Chisar. But could the Chisar be a Tanai that now could trigger the Hanoah to be Chayev? No. Zen and Evzeh Chaser does not mean that there's no Chayev called Nene. Absolutely not. You're Chayev to pay Nene. You're chayev to pay the benefit. Zen enev zeh chaser is chayev. But why is it chayev? Is it because Chazal were only mechayev dmei nene b'makom where there's a chisaro? Or is it that what you're saying, that obviously you're just paying the dmei chisaro and there's no chayev nene in such a situation? So maybe, perhaps, I don't want to get into this, that might be the machloikus rishonim about zeh loy nene zeh chaser is chayev. But Rabbi Yisai, I have a better nafkamina, and anyone who saw the Nachlas David in our sugyo that I quoted yesterday, we'll see, he in the end of the Nachas David, he quotes a fascinating Machlokes Rishonim. And this is really for when you learn Baba Kama, and if you want to see, it's in the Ktzois in Simin Shin Samach Gimel. I wrote it in my notes. He quotes this Machlokes Rishonim, a fascinating Machlokes. The Gemara there in Baba Kama talks about the following situation. The Gemara there says, a guy's living in the field and he's chayev to pay. Mar brings a raya like this Tashma that we learned. Tashma Amr Rabbi Yehuda Hadar b'chatzer chaveru chayev l'shalom lei vay mashma zen enev zeloi chaser is chayev. That's what Mar brings a raya. Good. Mar in the hemshich there in Baba Kama Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara answers. Listen to the following answer. No, ahu what hakmai eskina? What's the case? The shachraisa da ashaisa. The guy blackened the walls by living there. It's not a case of Zen Nenev Zeh Lachaser. But rather it's a case of Zen Nenev Zeh Chaser. Because there was depreciation, Rabbi Zeh. You gotta learn this, Rabbi Zeh. Any guys going into real estate, you gotta learn this. You gotta learn how to do this fast. This is the chap. We'll talk about this after Shir. Rabbi Zeh, Zen Nenev Zeh Chaser. I have a kasha. When you say that the blackened of the walls your chayef, how much do I have to pay? Does that now mean that I have to pay the depreciation, like David just said? Or does that now mean that now I have to pay all the demei hanah of the rent that I didn't have to pay somewhere else? Or, let's bring it linyanenu, frek the nachlas dovich. What do I have to pay in the maskona of the Gemara of the walls? Do I have to pay keneged my field? Or now do I have to pay the entire fourth wall? Do you say that I'm having to pay what I caused as a chisara? Or no, do you say that I have to pay in the entire hana? This is an ongoing. What happens in halacha if the amount that you benefited outweighs the amount that you were mechaser? The hakefi yisera, he discusses. By hakefi yisera. Let's say the amount that I was nana for somehow gets quantified to be more than the chisar. So this is a machlokes rishonim, machlokes toisvis, and the Yad Raman and the Muki Yosef and Baba Kama. Do you say that I have to pay now once there's a chisaron? Now that's a trigger that I have to pay all the amount that I'm benefiting, the amount that I'm saving? Or do you say, no, I only have to pay what? The amount that I was machaser. The amount that I was causing extra, that I'm considering machaser. What is that dependent on, perhaps? Yeah?
I'm saying that in one of the listeners of the Gemara, that's machlokes, Tana Kama Rabbi Yossi.
By what?
Does he have to pay the Tamei Revius? Revius says, Magalim Alav Es HaKol. Means he has to pay for all the walls.
Could that be totally on that Lishna? No, but you could break it down even within Hakefi Yisera. Right? You're saying that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Okay, I have to think about that. I have to think about how it works about both those. Right. I'm not sure that is. Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, what I'm trying to bring out is a major chakira. The major chakira is, even when the Gemara said as a Dover Poshet that Zen Nenev Zeh Chaser is Chayev, I'm not clear what the Mechayev is. Is the Chayev on the Nene? Is the Chayev in because of the Chisar?
Sounds like the Chisar.
If that's the... Perhaps that's the running machlokes that you have over there in all of those discussions that we just discussed. And perhaps that's also the machlokes in Zeh Loinen of Zeh Chaser. But Zok David, perhaps that's the Nakuda that the Ramban's saying over here. Yesh Lachkor, Rabbi Yisai. When I have a case of Zeh Nen of Zeh Lo Chaser that the Gemara is not sure about, and now I say, nah, you're wrong, it's Chaser. So what's now happening? So now I have to pay for the chisaron? Or perhaps one could suggest a different shot. Hana b'mokom she'ein chisaron is not something that we can mon, that we can collect from you. That's not dmei hana that you're chayiv. But if there's a chisaron here, now you got to pay for the hana. Perhaps the Ramban said the focus has to be what? Chisaron. And if there's a chisaron in your chisaron, no pun intended, if there's something lacking in the machaser over here, in the under individual over here, that now does not lend itself to a working pshat. That's zeloi chaser. That's not enough to be machaser, and the Gemara could use that as a raya because he was focused on the chisaron aspect. And the Mela over here, the balabas, the makif says, well, no, I have my own motive over here. It's not only because of him. It's not a classic chisaron. Masha'en Kane, why is it, I'm suggesting, Rabbi Yisrael, perhaps, why is it that Toysus, which, bottom line, I think, Toysus does not entertain this possibility. I think you have a machloikas Toysus in the Ramban over here. Toysus, who said that that's absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And Avada over here, what? This should be Zen and Evzeh Chaser, because I'm responding to you. Perhaps this is Toysus Lashitasa. Perhaps Toysis is very focused on what? On Hana. Just what? I can't be Mechayev Hana when what? When it's Mamish absolute Lo Chaser. If I can find Epis, something that now is not classic Zen Nenev Zeh Lo Chaser, but it's a Zen Nenev what? With a Chisarn, with a Tnai. With now, oh, this is I know that I could be Mechayev. Because what? I'm not just doing this totally on my own. You're causing this. If there's anything that could set the trigger to say, this is Hanoi and a maxim of Chisar, even if I'm not paying for the Chisar, even if the Machayiv is not the Chisar, if there's a Tanai that's Makuyim over here, that this is not just straight up Hanoi with absolutely no Chisar, you can't walk here and an innocent guy and say, oh, I'm totally innocent over here. Totally, what? You were never going to rent out this property. There's no even rental market. It's COVID, for goodness sake. That's not true. That's not absolutely true. If that's not absolutely true, even give me Rambans and I'm also doing it for my own motive. Who cares? But Lamaisa, that's enough of a reason what to trigger the Chayiv of the Anah. What I'm trying to say to you, Rabbi Isai, is a big nekuda over here. In the Sugyim Baba Vassar and the Rishayim, in the way that they respond to Rashi, it could be Nira Lefi Anias Daiti, that Toisis and the Ramban in the attacks on Rashi and whether or not they would have that suggestion of a pshat could be indicative of the way they learned the Gantzis Sugyeh. What's the Mechayiv? What's the trigger? What's pivotal over here? Is it the Hano, and it just has to be in a Tanai, in a Matzah of some sort of Chisaron that I could find? Great. I'm only doing it because of you, like Taisa says. So the Peshat's gone. Or no. If you can't be called an absolute Mechaser, like Adman said, there's Chisaron in your Mechaser of Zechoser. I can't say absolutely that's a Chasron. That's a person that's Chasron. No, because you're also doing it for yourself. And Memela, what? That I'm lacking in my Mechayev of the Gemara. And that might, Rabbi Yisai, shed light and have nafgaminas in the entire sugya, in other shilas that are discussed in the Rishonim, in Zen and of Zalachos, Rabbi Yisai. But be that as it may, Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban, once he suggests those two pshats, he says, bottom line, I don't like Rashi. And I'm not sticking with Rashi. Why, bottom line, do I not like Rashi? Not because any of my pshats don't work. Not because any of my pshats don't work. Again, what are the two pshatim? I think according to the first pshat, it was a hezek ri'ia dika mechitza. And therefore, according to the Nachlas David Rabbi Yisai, that would be that Rashi would need a mechitza ad dalet amis. According to the second pshat, no, it had nothing to do with hezek ri'ia. Yeah, Ethan, I'm sorry. You're right. We're learning about Baba Basra. Okay, we have another discussion over here. What about walls that protect from animals coming from the outside? Zokta Nachlas David, and if that's the pshat, how tall does that wall have to be? Just 10 tefachim. Just to stop animals. It's going to be an afkamina in how high the walls are, Zokta Nachlas David. Okay. Now, says the Ramban, now you moved away from Hezek Ri'ah. Now that works with what Rashi says. It's Makom Shaloi Nagu, so therefore that couldn't have been the Chisaron or the Hana. But what? You still are gaining from the fact that your field is protected. And that was the Gemara's Havim in a Zenon of Zelachasar. The Ramban does not like this pshat, like Judah pointed out. Why does the Ramban not stick with this pshat? Because at the end of the day, if you're dealing with an inner fence, like Judah pointed out, what's the maskana of the Gemara? At garment li hakefi yaseir. Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? How do you read the hemshech of the Gemara? At garment li hakefi yaseir. Tosfos says, what does that mean? You weren't the purpose of the hakefi yaseir. You were the purpose of what?
The whole thing.
The entire wall. That's a bomb kasha. That's a bomb kasha. At the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, no matter how you defend Rashi, whether it's a Hezek Ria wall, even within the world of Bikka, and you say some sort of svar like David, that there's a Hana over here, even though there's no Chiyav, okay, good, and it's Zelo Chaser because of all the words of Pshat, how do you deal with the fact that what this entire wall is extra? At garment li hakefi yisera. At garment li hekef. That's a bomb kasha of Tosfos and Baba Kama. Does anyone have a working pshat in that kasha in Rashi?
The Rashba.
So up to Rashba, and it's really from the Rashba's Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe's Rebbe?
Isn't it the Ramban?
The Ramban is the Rebbe, but there's another Rebbe, right? The Ramban is the Rebbe, but also Rabbeinu Yoina. So Zokta Rabbeinu Yoina. What do you mean? Hold on. What time is it, guys? Oy vey. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoina, I gotta end. Zokta Rabbeinu Yoina. What kind of purpose are you talking about over here? The outer. Let's talk about the outer guy. Come on. This guy's got properties. Four properties over here. He's not gonna secure his property. He has an open property. How are these animals getting in there? Because they're just gonna walk in. So you don't have to protect your property? Mestoma says the Rabbeinu Yonah, what? I put a wall around my property, right? And what? Now there was an additional wall that I put in. For whatever reason, I wasn't mechuyev, there wasn't hezekria, but I like my privacy, this and that. And now you were nana, what? That even if there are some slips and some areas where an animal can sneak in and still walk to yours, you have extra you have an extra layer of protection. You have ADT plus. There's BMP plus, and then there's ADT plus. So now what? Says Rabbi Yonah, that's pshat. At garmently hakefi yisera. Not yisera in yardage in Biden inflation that we spoke about yesterday. That now the lumber is going up, and now you're going to charge me more. That's not the yisera. That's Tosis pshat. The heck if the circumference is much larger, Mimela, I'm going to have to buy more at Lowe's. And when I have to buy lumber, it's going to cost me more because now what I thought a wall would work without you now is going to be much larger because your existence. It's not a yardage, Yisera. It's ad garmently a heck of Yisera because guess what? I put a heck of outside my wall. There's an additional wall. Myridik. You can understand the phrase of ad garmently hakev yisera in two entirely different ways. You made my wall longer, or you caused me to build an additional wall. Rashi could live with that pshat. Ad garmently hakev yisera, you caused me to build an additional wall. Memele Rabbi Yisai, we have a few different pshatim, working pshatim within Shitas Rashi. Aber, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, I want to come to me after Shir. At the end of the day, Rabbi Isai, at the end of the day, the Rishonim with Tosfos and the Ramban, because of this Kasha, not because of Tosfos' first Kasha. Again, Rabbi Isai, I want to ask you one simple Kasha, which was what the entire thing I was focusing on this year. The reason why the Ramban changes Pshat and says that it's an external wall and that external wall is protecting from the Rishus HaRabim is not because of the first Kasha of Tosfos. That it's zen and of zechaser. That I could have lived with Rashi with an inner wall. The reason the Ramban and the Rashba and the other Rishonim drop Rashi at the end of the day is not because of that, but rather it's because of the lashon of at garment hakev yisera. So the Meila Rabbi said it means that there was a working pshat within Rashi without the lashon of at garment hakev yisera. And once we find Rishonim that have a pshat in at garment lihakev yisera according to Rashi, so now we have a working pshat in Rashi. Okay? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, lefi Tosfos and the Ramban versus Rashi, you're going to have a major nafkamina how high this wall is going to be. Because it's going to be dependent on the purpose of this wall. Since all these Rishonim in unison for different reasons think that the wall was just to protect the Rishus HaRabim, the wall is sufficient to be at 10 Tefachim. Masha Inkin, if you have a pshat, not like the Ramban suggests in Rashi, that Rashi might have meant for Hezekiah even in the world of Bikka B'makom Shalei Nagu, then what? Then your wall is going to have to be higher, and it's going to have to be 10 Amos, like the 4 Amos, like the Nachlas David said. Mirtz Hashem Rabbi said, tomorrow, we'll have to delve into the Baal Amor, and this Baal Amor is a bomb.